Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The war on Christmas continues, but we are making good headway in a number of fronts. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, 13 years ago, Liberty Counsel launched the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. And that's to originally focus on the public and private sectors. It wasn't on the retail market until a few years later. And in fact, it was designed and still is designed to make sure that the essence of Christmas is not censored, whether it's on public property, in the private marketplace, such as your place of employment, or now in the retail market, and we have the naughty and nice list. But, you know, the war on Christmas still continues. In fact, just recently, the VA hospital in Salem, Virginia, said that it was going to ban Christmas trees. And then there was all kinds of public backlash. And fortunately, they backed down. And so they will have, voila, a Christmas tree. Whatever else it is, it's certainly not a holiday tree. It's definitely a Christmas tree. And it doesn't celebrate any other holiday. So they finally got some common sense. But it was only when they got a lot of pushback from people.
Well, Matt, case after case after case have well documented the fact that this Obama administration is hostile to Christianity, to Christian principles, and to Christians everywhere, but particularly within the United States military, the VA here, this VA hospital, this manifesting itself, we shouldn't be surprised, in the form of an attack on the celebration of Christmas and the public celebration of Christmas at this VA hospital in Salem, Virginia. Well, the folks, the employees and the staff and others, veterans and others, were having none of it, and they pushed back. That's what you do against bullies, is you push back. And so the good news is we have a nice victory to report here, and that is that the Christmas trees, this VA hospital will, after all, allow Christmas trees.
You know, and then also there's another situation with another veterans organization, and they wanted to pass out some information to students to take to their parents. And they have done this for many years to raise some funds for some of the veterans and their children and their families during Christmas. And they mentioned the word Christmas. And the school has decided that Christmas is not permitted, that you need to change this to a Christmas holiday and strike the word Christmas, replace it with the word holiday. So instead of having a Christmas tree on their wording, it needs to be a holiday tree. And the veteran that was recently on Fox News said, "I don't see how you take Christmas out of Christmas." He says, "If you want to call it a holiday tree, then maybe celebrate some other day like Valentine's Day or something else. But a Christmas tree is a Christmas tree is a Christmas tree." And, you know, that's what actually got Liberty Counsel involved in expanding our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign to include the retail market. And it was a number of years ago where all of the Christmas trees were renamed by retailers to holiday trees. You couldn't find a Christmas tree anywhere. And it became so absurd to rename a Christmas tree to a holiday tree when, in fact, that tree comes only at one time of the year, and it has nothing to do with Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Thanksgiving, the New Year celebration, you know, President's Day, or any other day. It has only to do with Christmas. And to rename it to something that it's simply absurd really underscored this war against Christmas. And so we launched the naughty and nice list. And now you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and you can find out during your shopping which retailers are nice and which ones are naughty. And you can judge your you can use your shopping dollars accordingly.
Yeah, well, guess what? Christmas Day, Christmas, is a federal holiday. It's a public, government-sanctioned, constitutionally approved holiday, Christmas. Not the word holiday. It is the Christian celebration of Christ, the Savior of the world, and it is you know, it does not violate the Establishment Clause to celebrate Christmas in federal agencies and in VA hospitals and in public schools around the country. It's ridiculous to say that it does, but we have these secularists, these anti-Christian secularists, groups like the ACLU and People for the American Way and others, attempting to engage in religious cleansing and wipe out any reference to Christmas, Christ, Christianity in any form, in any public forum, and it takes pushback to push back against the bullies to keep this from happening. And Liberty Council has been pushing back for at least 13 years as it pertains to Christmas with the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign.
Yeah, you know, it's not only a federal holiday, but it's a state holiday. All 50 states in their legislation, every legislative body in all 50 states and territories, frankly, have the different official holidays, those times off during the year. The federal rules of procedure, the state rules of procedure that govern courts, they list these days, and they have New Year's, they'll have, you know, Thanksgiving, and they'll have Christmas. And they don't call it holiday, they call it Christmas. It's like that in every of the states and the territories and the federal government. And it's not just called holiday, it's obviously called Christmas, and it has the word Christ as part of it because it is the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. So it's never been considered an establishment of religion, and it's part of who we are. When the retail market tried to censor out things, we got involved and we created the Naughty and Nice List. And so we've been a leader in that area. You can go to the website. So on the Nice List, what's nice is it is much, much bigger than the Naughty List. We start off this year with all the nice retailers going in alphabetical order, and this just focuses on what they're doing with respect to Christmas. It doesn't have any other screen to it, such as what they do outside of Christmas. It's just for Christmas. So if you want to put an additional screen on it, then that's up to you, but this is just for Christmas. So A.C. Moore Arts and Crafts, Barnes & Noble, Bath and Body Works, Belk, Best Buy, Bonner's Christmas Wonderland. Obviously, that one's high on the list. But ChristmasPlace.com, CVS Pharmacy, and it goes on and on and on, all the way down through page after page after page of the retail market. The Home Depot, Toys R Us, Walgreens, Walmart, all the way down through the end of the alphabet. And then it starts with the Naughty List. And to really understand the difference, you can just easily go through the Naughty List. It's American Eagle Outfitters, Dick's Sporting Goods, Gap, J.C. Crew Outfitters, Old Navy, Radio Shack, The Limited, and T.J. Maxx. Those are on the Naughty List, so it's a very short list. There may be others that you come across. If so, let us know. Give us your input, both on the nice as well as on the naughty, and we'll continue to update our retail list.
Well, this is a great tool for people as we're preparing for Christmas, when they're doing their shopping, to use this as a tool to go into to those groups or those retailers like American Eagle Outfitters, Dick's Sporting Goods, The Gap, J.C. Crew, and others, to actually walk into them and say, hey, we just wanted to let you know, hey, can I talk to your manager? I just wanted to let you know, because of your hostility toward Christmas, we're going to be taking our business elsewhere this year. Don't just, and then go into the ones that are on the nice list and tell them why you're shopping there. Hey, we appreciate that you're celebrating the reason for the season, that you're acknowledging that you can't have Christmas without Christ, and so we're going to spend our dollars here at your retailer, and that's the power of the dollar. That's the power of using commerce in order to really help influence the celebration of Christmas.
Yeah, just tell them why you are patronizing them. If you, you see that they're doing something good, tell them, and then tell them why you're not going to patronize them. And on our Naughty and Nice List, we have in some cases, email hot links that you can email directly from this printout, or phone numbers that you can make a call to. And you can also do this in person as well. But whatever you do, make sure you voice your opinion during this Christmas, because it has and will continue to make a difference. You can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, and download the Naughty and Nice List for 2015. As we have launched this over the last number of years, it has been very, very effective. In fact, a great visual is if we were to take every year and put the Naughty and Nice List beside each other and just visualize how they have changed over the years. And the good news is the trend has been very encouraging, because the naughty list at one time was about the same length as the nice list. And now, as you can see, it's just two pages. I was able to quickly read through it, but I couldn't read through all the nice list on this radio program. We would not have enough time on air to do so. And that's what has made a difference. You, the individual out there, and you can continue to do so. Go to lc.org, download the naughty and nice list, and continue to pray for Liberty Counsel. And remember Liberty Counsel in your year-end giving. You can do so at lc.org or call us today.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.